When you just know there's going to be some exciting trouble in the next 12 minutes or less, you have to make your redhead do some quick, clear thinking, if you can. Not a one of the Sugar Creek gang knew what was going to happen, but the very minute I heard that outboard motor roaring out on that lake, sounding as if it was coming straight toward the shore and the old ice house we were all in, I said, "Quick, gang, let's get out of here and get this ransom money back to camp." Lil Jim's gunny sack had a lot of money in it right that minute, money that we dug up out of the sawdust in that abandoned ice house. The sack was nearly filled with stuffed fish, big and middle-sized northern and walleyed pike with thousands and thousands of dollars sewed up inside. I won't take time right now to tell you all you maybe ought to know about how we happened to find that ransom money buried in the sawdust of the ice house. That'd take too long. And besides, you've probably read all about it in the last story about the Sugar Creek Gang, which is called The Treasure Hunt. I'd better tell you, though, that a little St. Paul girl named Marie Osberg had been kidnapped, and the kidnapper had hidden up in the Chippewa Forest of northern Minnesota in what is called Paul Bunyan Country, where we were camping. Our gang had found the girl in the middle of the night and then captured the kidnapper in an old Indian cemetery the next night. Then we had a very mysterious and exciting time hunting for the ransom money in one of the strangest places in all the world to find money. At last we found it in this very old ice house, sewed up inside these great big fish, which we'd been digging up and stuffing into the gunny sack. In maybe another 7 minutes, we'd have had it all dug up and into the sack and would have been on our way back to camp. But all of a startling sudden, we heard that outboard motor roaring in our direction. We knew that unless we moved fast, we would never be able to get out and far enough away into the bushes not to be seen. "What's the sense of being scared?" Dragonfly, the pop-eyed member of our gang, asked me, right after I'd ordered us all to get going quick. "The kidnapper's caught and in jail, isn't he?" "Well, sure, but old hook-nosed John Till's running loose up here somewhere," I said. John Till was a very fierce man, and the unpleasant dad of one of the members of our gang. He'd been in jail a lot of times in his wicked life, and he was staying in a cabin not more than a quarter of a mile up the shore from where we were right that minute. Poetry, the barrel-shaped member of the gang, who knew 101 poems by heart and was always quoting one, turned around quick, scrambled back across the sawdust we'd been digging in, and peeped through a crack between the logs toward the lake. "Who is it?" I asked. And he said, in his duck-like, squawky voice, "I can't tell, but he looks awful mad." Well, anybody knows that nobody could see well enough that far to see a person's face and be able to tell whether it had a mad look on it. But if it was John Till, who hated us boys anyway, he probably would be mad and would do savage things to all of us if he caught us in that ice house taking the money. So we all scrambled as fast as we could out of that ice house and into the open, carrying little Jim's gunny sack full of fish. We made a dive across an open space to a clump of bushes where we wouldn't be seen by anybody on the lake. Circus, the acrobatic member of our gang, was with us, and he, being the strongest of us, grabbed up the sack, swung it over his shoulder, and loped on ahead. "Hurry!" we panted to each other, and we didn't stop running until we reached the top of the hill, which we did just as we heard the outboard motor stop. There we all dropped down on the grass, gasping and panting and happy that we were safe. But I was feeling pretty bad to think that there were probably a half dozen other fish still buried in the sawdust in that old log ice house.
"Quick, Poetry, give me your knife," Circus ordered.
"What for?"
Poetry said, and at the same time shoved his...